Hey everybody, welcome to my podcast show called Health Beat. My name's Brian Hazelgren, and this show is all about topics related to health and wellness and developing a positive lifestyle. We discuss topics about healthy living, and the show is full of ideas, innovations, science, and discussions with experts for the very best possible solutions to take care of your body and mind. It's time for you to feel better and look better and learn more about what's out there to help you achieve better health and wellness. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to Health Beat. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Again, it's Brian Hazelgren. Great to have you with us today. We've got a really cool show that we're going to be talking about, some really important health and wellness items as usual. But today, we're also going to talk a little bit more in depth and detail about red light therapy, the power behind red light therapy. And I want to tell you that I'm excited about this. I'll introduce our guest today and just a moment. But I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the important things that I've learned literally as a patient of red light therapy. My wife bought a few of the red light therapy units several years ago, and we've been using them ever since. And they've just been amazing technology. And earlier in the year, I met our guest at another conference and just loved his technology. And he came to our conference here just recently for the Truckers Health Network program. And I've looked a little bit more in depth and detail at Carl's company and the good things that they're doing. And, you know, from a patient standpoint, just highly impressed with their company, with their product. It's just been great to really see how well he's built his business. And you'll hear more about this in just a moment. But the cool thing about it is when I started doing a little bit more research, not just, you know, as a patient that enjoys the benefits of what I've seen from using red light therapy, but also I started, went a little bit deeper because a couple of our folks in the past have referred to red light therapy as photobiomodulation. We'll talk a little bit about that in just a minute. But in my research, what I learned is that this literally goes back to not red light therapy, but light therapy. It goes back to 1896, where there was a Danish physician named Niels Ryberg Finsen. He started working with light therapy, and he did some studies and showed the effects of what's going on with his live patients. And Dr. Finsen, he developed the first light therapy, again, not red light therapy, that we'll be going talking about today, but he did that for a treatment, for his treatment protocol for his patients that had lupus. And it was a form of tuberculosis that they had, and he was using this particular light that was concentrated, worked really well. And then you fast forward to some additional technology, and what we found in the research is that red light therapy really started being used around 1967 by another scientist from Budapest, Hungary, and that was André Mester. So, but it's come a long ways. And today, red light therapy in our research is shown to be a very fast-growing industry. We saw a few different statistics on there, but right now it's a $1 billion industry, and it's progressing really well. It's got an annual growth rate of about 6.3% annually with the development of the technology. So today we're going to be hearing from one of the pioneers in this area, in this most recent phase here in the last decade or so. And you know, it's not just, some of our research showed that the red light therapy is being heavily used for dermatology issues or disorders. And I thought that was fascinating because I haven't used it for dermatology issues. I'm an old athlete, as you know, and as we all age, I get older and have more aches and pains. My wife loves the red light therapy. So I think it's a lot bigger than just talking about dermatology. And again, because I've been a firsthand user of what red light therapy does, but I'll kind of again, I just wanted to kind of tee that up for everybody. But today we have a really special guest. It's Carl Chen. Carl is the CEO of Prism Lightpod. And Carl, I want to bring you into the discussion here and say welcome to you and thank you for being with us today. We're excited to hear from you.
Yeah, happy to be here, Brian.
So Carl's company, Prism Lightpod, is how long have you guys been using the technology? Because it's when I first met you earlier this year, I saw the pod, beautiful, unbelievably beautiful device, really medical equipment that I saw. But I got to learn a little bit more about not only the beauty and the aesthetics of your product, this light pod that you can literally lay down in inside of, but you've built a great business and you're the manufacturer and the distribution company of red light therapy devices. So I want to tell you, if you'd like to, why don't you just kind of go a little bit deeper and further and tell us a little bit about you and your background and also Prism Lightpod and how your company's been growing.
Sure. Yeah. Happy to jump in a little bit. So yeah, I'm a bit of a serial entrepreneur. My first career, I would say, was it's really in data center IT technology. So I've worked for global world-class companies like Hewlett-Packard, Compaq Computer, Dell Computer, and built a lot of data center server products and data storage products. I've also did a couple of startups. I remember back in 2000, launching Dell's first 1U pizza server, and that was kind of a one of a kind. And it was the old Power Edge 1550, and now I think they're on like the 10th or 12th generation of that product.
Right.
And then I moved to Colorado in 2003 and was with another with a startup company called Left Hand Networks, and I was one of the executives there. And we built a Ethernet-based network storage product on an Ethernet SAN, as they used to call it, storage area network. And we built that company from zero to 100 million. And HP acquired us for 360 million in 2008. So we got it just before the recession. And then I had a tech consulting business for about 10 years, just helping entrepreneurs bring products to market, everything from raising money to launch their dream and launch their product into the marketplace all the way through M&A. So I've helped a few owners sell businesses. And in the meantime, I was getting older, raised four kids. Right now I have five grandkids, all under the age of seven. So I knew I was going to be really active, and I love getting down on the carpet and tossing them around and playing sports with them. And I realized about 15 years ago, I had to re-engineer my body. I was wrecked being a United 1K flyer. I used to jet all around the world, launching products from, starting from Tokyo to, Beijing, Shanghai, Hong Kong, Singapore, Malaysia, down to Australia. So, I'd be gone for 2 to 3 weeks at a time, and my body would just be wrecked from all the travel. So so I realized, hey, it's time to kind of get out of the corporate rat race after we sold Left Hand in 2008. I decided, okay, I'm going to do my own thing, start a technology consulting business called What Tech Companies Need. And then while I was doing that, I re-engineered my body, saw a holistic nutritionist, completely got off of high inflammatory ingredients. And I know we're going to talk a bit about wellness, and I'll talk about why that is so, so critical as we get older. And, we just don't have the autoimmune and the ability to recover as fast as we did when we were young. And then I also started using red light therapy, the handheld devices. So, when you're talking about the 6% growth, that's really across the entire market. And red light therapy, up until 10 years ago, was very much targeted devices. So I was using it on my knees because I had sports injury on my knees. I'm a hockey player. I had tendonitis in my left elbow, a couple herniated discs in my neck. And so I was seeing these fantastic doctors here in Denver that were helping me out and keeping me active. And so I said to them, gee, can't you put my entire body in one of these machines? And they said, you know, it's a great idea, except no, it doesn't exist. And I thought, you know, the light bulb went off because I had so much success with the targeted handheld devices. I thought, gee, why don't we start a company and build whole body red light therapy, where, because most of us have more than one area that needs attention, whether you have inflammation or autoimmune condition, or, you know, things like arthritis or hip pointers, you know, whatever the injury may be. And so we started building a prototype 10 years ago. I worked with a handful of really knowledgeable doctors that have been using the handheld technology for 20 plus years. And we built this amazing full body red light therapy machine. We call it the Prism Light Pod. Brought that to market after 3.5 years of R&D in 2016. And we've been in the marketplace now for 7 years with the pod. And then last year, we brought out our Prism Light Pad, which is very revolutionary. It's also a whole body system, 6 feet by 3 feet per pad. Each pad is under $10,000. So to get whole body red light therapy for under $20,000 is absolutely unheard of in the marketplace. Even the medical grade handheld devices cost between $25,000 to $40,000. Now you can get whole body medical grade FDA registered product, all designed, manufactured in Denver, Colorado, for under $20,000. So yeah, so we're really you know, taking whole body technology, red light therapy technology, into the marketplace and really bringing it in at a price point that just doesn't exist. And we're the only pad that's durable enough to lay on. Some of these other ones that are selling in the cosmetology market, the aesthetics market, you see a lot of them covering the face. Some of them are like blankets, but they're not durable enough to lay on. But ours, professional sports teams use them, Olympic athletes, patients with all different kinds of inflammatory conditions use it. And yeah, so we're selling, distributing, supporting these around the world, and having a lot of fun.
Love that intro. Thank you very much. That's a good foundation for us to build on. And one of those things that you mentioned right at the end there, it shows on your website that all the different areas where either companies or individuals have purchased the Prism Light Pod or even the light pad. And I noticed that it was, in fact, I wrote these down so we could talk about that a little bit. All over the U.S., of course, but also in Italy and the U.K., China, Australia. So you're more of a global enterprise now. You're not just selling in the States here. You've got people that are seeing the value and the benefit of red light therapy, and they're tying that therapy, your device, back into the other point that you brought up that I want to talk about here, maybe a little more detail, and that's the wellness factor, because wellness is obviously going to play a significant role in the healing of the body and the mind. We all know that. We're in this business. We've been there for decades. But let's talk a little bit about the wellness factor, as you brought that up, and how that relates to red light therapy in helping to not only support the patients that are using the devices, but really helping them to find a better life. Mm-hmm. And stop hurting so much. You know, again, as an old athlete, I mean, I played four sports growing up, and my NFL career was cut short because of the head injuries. Even back then, you know, we didn't know enough about head injuries back then, but I wasn't cleared by the doctors to go to the next level because I had too many concussions. And I know that red light therapy has helped me with my migraines. I know that it's helped me with my aches and pains. But it also comes back to the wellness factor. Why don't you talk a little bit more about how you and your company, you're not just selling a product, you're actually selling a better lifestyle, or you're providing a better lifestyle for people, and you're tying the wellness piece and component into what you're doing with your devices and your equipment.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, Brian. So earlier you mentioned the term photobiomodulation. So simply said, the way I educate people is what photosynthesis is for plants, photobiomodulation is for humans. So a typical human body is somewhere between 28 to 36 trillion cells. And the cells make is the basis for everything inside our body, blood cells, stem cells, tissues, muscles, organs, systems, lymphatic systems. They're all made from cellular activity. And so what happens is the body reacts to all sorts of different modalities. We react to light, to heat, to cold, to electromagnetic force, frequencies, ultrasound, shockwave, you know, all these different cryotherapy, right? All these different modalities. And so as an energy source, the human body, we get bombarded by allergies, by toxins, you know, too much traveling, breathing in pollution, maybe not living the healthiest lifestyle, a lot of Christmas parties, you know, a lot of alcohol consumption, right? And so the point is not to eliminate all that, because, you know, we want to live and enjoy life. But what can we do to put the body in its best position to heal itself? Because that is what the body is intended to do. You know, you think back to caveman days, and when people were out every day in the woods trying to survive, hunting for food or fishing or whatever the case may be, they weren't prescription drugs. There weren't synthetic drugs and chemicals that people were putting in the body to try to disguise this stuff, right? So it's, you know, what can you do to put your body in the best position to heal itself? And light is one of those really, really important modalities that we need. So when you go outside, you get just enough amount of sunlight, you get vitamin D, you feel energetic, you know, you feel great about yourself. The problem is if you get too much sun, there are harmful UV rays. You know, you get a lot of these other gamma rays and rays that are not so healthy for the body. And so what we try to do with red light therapy is take all the healing properties, specific frequencies, put them in a machine in our pads or our pods, and give people the right dosage, because that's really important. You know, the analogy being if you get too much sun, you get sunburn. But we don't include any of the harmful UV rays, gamma rays, no EMF, none of that stuff. And so you're able to get vitamin D, it will build collagen, it will repair and accelerate damaged cells, it will eliminate oxidative stress, reduce inflammation, shrink fat cells. So there are all these wonderful properties that the light, when administered appropriately with the right frequency and intensity, in our industry, we call it the right irradiance. It becomes a powerful source for mitochondrial level wellness.
I love that. That's a very good point to make. In fact, you know, when you go, I remember my mom passed away last year, and she actually started using a little bit of red light therapy. She was really against it in the beginning because it really came down to an educational issue, right? People see that and they think, well, what is this actually doing to my body? Is it causing me harm? And, you know, we would try to help her understand, no, it's actually healing your body. It's not hurting your body. And I think that's kind of a misconception that's out there in the market. Again, having been the benefactor of red light therapy and using that to heal my body, I can speak from experience to say, let's just simplify the whole process. This is stimulating my cells, as you're talking about, and that cellular process that's going on in the body, it's actually stimulating it and healing it. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I brought that up, not just to my mom before she passed away, but she, you know, she lived an amazing life. She was 88 years old. But as an athlete or as a person that ages, such as my parents, their later years were fraught with not only pain and unhealthiness, you know, the typical response, of course, and maybe it was just our parents' generation, the typical response was, well, my doctor said I should take this pill. And we try to help them understand that's not always the solution. But how does red light therapy actually work? Why don't we talk a little bit about that? Let's sure. Explain to our listeners how red, because they might be on the fence. It might be like, you know, my parents were. They were a little bit skeptical, and their son's been in the medical and wellness field now for 23 years. It's almost like, well, wait a second. My doctor just said to take the pill, whatever pill that was. So I'm not a firm believer whatsoever in that type of solution at all. So I know that there's millions of people out there who are skeptical about how red light therapy works. Let's talk a little bit about how that, you know, like even a 30-minute session using whether it's the light pad or the pod, mm-hmm. what is that actually doing to the body, even to the mind, to help? Let's just talk a little bit about how it all works.
Yeah. So what happens is we use three specific wavelengths. We use only red light therapy. And, you know, if you think about a rainbow, a spectrum, there's a lot of different colors, right? And each of these wavelengths has a specific length to them, and they do different things. So for example, blue light is a much shallower wavelength. It's pretty good for eliminating bacteria. So people with skin conditions, acne, you know, that's a pretty good wavelength to heal that. Red light also does it, but it's a much deeper wavelength. So we use 630 nanometer, 660 nanometer, and 850 near infrared. So we don't jump over 900 because the FDA classifies these products. And if you stay under 900, which is non-infrared, you're an FDA class two medical device. The minute you start using heat-based infrared going over 900 nanometers, now you're a FDA class four device. And some of the infrared lasers that you'll find in chiropractic offices, you know, they can only be purchased by a doctor. They have to get certified. They have to take additional liability insurance, because if they don't move that laser carefully on your body, it can burn you.
Right.
You know, it's really important that people choose the right technology for a particular, you know, healing purpose. And so at the end of the day, these are the three most effective red light wavelengths that penetrates into the body, into the cells, tissues, muscles. The 850 near infrared penetrate into the bone as well. So we have a lot of athletes who have bone bruises, osteoporosis, you know, different bone conditions, and it will help with the osteoarthritis. You know, we follow the FDA guidelines, or you know, red light therapy really got its popularity in the 70s when NASA started using it on astronauts. But once again, it was all targeted handheld devices. So, you know, we came up with whole body red light therapy, like I said, about 10 years ago. And so it treats all of your cells across your entire body. With our pod, there are six settings for sports recovery, injury wound healing, chronic pain, and autoimmune conditions, arthritis, joint pain, weight loss, anti-aging, and skin toning. So we've taken the guesswork out, because the handheld devices, the doctor would have to become a red light therapy expert. They would dial the irradiance, which is a combination of frequency and intensity, so that it would solve a particular problem. And they would often go to training, come out with a manual that's 4 or 5 inches thick with all of these different use cases, and dial the handheld device to get the maximum benefit. So in essence, what it's doing is the light is penetrating into the body, into the mitochondria, which is like the DNA of every cell, and it's eliminating free radicals, it's repairing damaged body cells, it's accelerating the natural healing process up to 10 times faster than your body's own natural healing process. So it's a very powerful tool when it's administered correctly. And our tagline, if you will, is nutrition, fitness, light. So, you know, light therapy, if you use it on a regular basis, I generally lay in the pad on a daily basis, or get in the pod on a daily basis. I have the benefit of, you know, we do have centers all around the world, but we also have a Sprinter van that we take to events. And often it's right now sitting in Arizona, so I jump in the pod, in the van, you know, pod when I'm there. but you can use it on a daily basis. You can't overdose from it. There's nothing harmful about it. Our product automatically times out, so you're getting just the right dosage. Often I lay on the pad. It's so comfortable that I fall asleep, but it's okay because it's going to time out after 30 minutes. The pods is a 15-minute session because the pod is twice as powerful as the pad, because we just get a lot more electronics into a machine than we can, you know, on a pad based on the form factor. So, you know, essentially that's what it does. And because it, your cells, it's photocellular healing is the basis for everything else within your body. If you heal it at the core versus, you know, taking a prescription that often hides the pain, but doesn't get to the root cause. And therefore, you know, there are often other side effects, because a lot of these medications are synthetic chemicals. And so you might be solving one thing, but now it's affecting something else. You know, you might have back pain or a migraine, you're taking a pill, but now it's impacting your liver or your kidney because of the chemicals that are required to digest that, you know, that drug, right? So, you know, as a layman person, you know, we don't know much nor have any controls over what these drugs are. I watch TV and see these commercials. I can't even pronounce them half the time. I don't know what they really do, you know, but we all understand.
You're not alone.
Yeah. We all understand, like, light is natural. You know, there are certain things that the body's going to react to. And because there's nothing harmful in our pods and our pads, people get the benefit of mitochondrial level wellness without without any negative impact.
Yeah, and I think that also ties into one of the other taglines that you have on your website. Active lifestyles require us to stay naturally healthy.
Correct.
This natural healing, let's compare a couple of things here. Natural healing with whole body light therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's one area we, because I know you mentioned that a couple of times now, the whole body light therapy. We've also got, you know, smaller devices that are targeted therapy for a particular area of the body, and they might even be a smaller unit. What is the difference then between a targeted area therapy versus whole body light therapy? How does that play a role?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, just like most products, it runs the gamut. You can go to Amazon, buy little handheld anti-wrinkling red light therapy wand for several hundred dollars. Okay. Our pods are, you know, medical grade, award-winning, and they sell for $80,000. So, you know, it runs the gamut. Now, the handheld ones, you have to be careful because they're a consumer grade and then they're a medical grade. And what it is the consumer grade ones might have the right frequency of light, say 630 nanometer, 660 nanometer, but they don't have the intensity. They're not powerful enough. So even though the frequency is right, it's not going to penetrate very deeply. Okay. So sometimes, like,
that makes sense.
Say, hey, I use a tanning bed at Planet Fitness. Well, it's not really red light therapy. All they've done is replace the harmful UV tube lighting, gas emission tube lighting, with what they call red light tubes, but they're really pink. But because of they're not direct, highly penetrable, powerful LEDs, the gas emission tube lighting is really diffuse. So you might get a little bit of anti-wrinkling. It's going to feel warm and rejuvenating, but it's not photobiomodulation. It's not delivering mitochondrial level wellness. Okay, it's not penetrating deep enough into the
body.
That's
a key differentiator right there.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know, it's buyer beware. You really have to understand, you know, who the manufacturer is, you know, how much R&D. We spent 3.5 years in R&D before we brought our first product out, you know. So the team of doctors, engineers that were, you know, we're all working on it together. And, it, you know, it's backed by science. You know, we didn't do a full-blown clinical trial because we didn't have 10,000 patients, but we did a mini clinical trial with a bunch of case studies and, you know, peer review articles and all of that. So that all of that is really, really important. So, you know, like, our product is the lights are closest to the body, deepest penetration. It's also the most energy efficient, the only one in the marketplace that runs on a standard 110 volt. All of our competitors require 220, and mostly because they're just slapping labels on beds that are coming over from China, or one of our other competitors is headquartered in the UK, so they don't really understand 110 technology.
Right. Yep, that makes sense.
100% designed and manufactured here. So what that means is you're getting the most energy efficient. We're burning four times less electricity than all of the other products. And it's because of you know, my background working in the high tech world. We're building, you know, storage area networks and servers that had, you know, multi-quad core Intel processors that were like, you know, burn really, really warm, a lot of thermal dynamics. And guess what? They all ran on 110. So there's no reason why you can't build a light bed on 110 if you know how to engineer products, right? So so we're the only ones who can do it. Nobody else evidently either cares or knows how to do it. And then it's also the most optimized because we take those six settings in the pod and optimize the ratings all in software. So a doctor, busy physician or med spa doc or an owner of a sports recovery center or a major league sports team or a resort spa, you know, they don't want to be red light therapy experts. So we take all the guesswork out of it. We optimize everything in software. And it's, you know, whichever setting you pick, it's a 15-minute automated session that the user gets in the room, pushes the button, and then enjoys the red light therapy. So yeah, so whole body, big benefit is, you know, you have 30 trillion cells that are all connected. And if you only have 15 minutes, you know, why just go to that targeted area when you can treat your entire body? And most of us have multiple areas that we need help with. We have, you know, multiple soreness, inflammation, bruising, you know, PTSD, migraines, you know, we treat all of those different conditions. So why not treat our body that it has already installed with one session? And that's the real benefit of whole body red light therapy.
I love that. That actually helps with, you know, kind of the discussion of what you're also doing with helping. Well, first of all, let's talk a little bit about some of your target markets. You mentioned a few of them there. You talked about resorts and day spas and wellness centers, sports recovery centers, medical spas. What about pain management centers? Are they part of your clientele?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Anodyne Pain and Wellness. They're a chain throughout the US, and a number of their locations, corporate-owned and franchises have our technology. Yeah, we're in a natural cancer healing center right down the road from you at Brio Medical, right on Scottsdale Boulevard.
Right, right where it is.
You know, we have a functional medicine clinic in Doha. So during the World Cup last year, all the world global professional soccer players were, you know, utilizing that part. You know, we're in major professional sports teams like the Vegas Raiders. They have our pod in their performance facility, and then they take the pads on the road. You know, others like the Blackhawks, the Chargers, and others all use our technology. So yeah, it really runs the gamut. And generally a wellness owner comes from three different vantage points. If they were former athletes, fitness buffs like yourself, you might, you know, take the angle of sports recovery and longevity, because that's the world you're comfortable with. If you come from the beauty, aesthetics, med spa, you want to make people look beautiful.
Yep.
A lot of those med spa procedures are highly intrusive. I don't know if you've ever seen anybody do liposuction, but my God, they come out all bruised, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so what do you do to help them recover? Even a PRP microneedling, if you want to grow hair or anti-wrinkling, you come out red as a beet, right? So if
exactly.
You use the pod or the pad, 15-30 minute session, 90% of the redness goes away. So we call it zero downtime recovery for aesthetics. Resort spas, hotel spas are bundling pads with facials. So if they're, you know, charging a couple hundred dollars for facial, why not lay in a light pad and get full body red light therapy, and allows the spas to generate incremental revenue with zero additional administration, because it's touchless, and it delivers more value to the client, right? And helps differentiate from all the other massagers or facials that are out there in the industry. And then same with pain management. Lots of pain management centers, integrated wellness centers, chiropractors, orthos, physical therapy, anybody that is suffering with pain, people with loads of car accidents afterwards they need rehab, and they leverage the whole body red light therapy as part of that rehab process.
Oh, I think that's tremendous. And area that obviously resonates with me over my last couple of decades being in the medical field, we've got a lot of doctors around the country that we work with that, you know, when you talk about medical devices, we have a lot of our audience knows a little bit about our telehealth device that we're the medical device that we're putting out into the market. We're manufacturing now. And, you know, sometimes when we show the doctors what the cost is, they ask, well, why is it so inexpensive compared to some of these other pieces of equipment? And I think the simple answer there, when we're talking about light, you know, the light pod that might be $80,000 or the light pad that might be $10,000, there's still a nice return on investment for our medical professionals. And you work with a lot of entrepreneurs who are actually getting into the wellness space, not just the medical doctors that could use the device. We can look at it more on an investment ratio that there's a good ROI when you can, even if you're putting out that capital as a doctor or a wellness professional, there's a good return on investment because you can actually charge for this therapy. And I noticed on your site that you talked really specifically and quite in depth about your pro partner joint marketing program and how you're actually helping to put entrepreneurs into the wellness space, maybe even the medical space as well. We'll call our doctors entrepreneurs because they are. But you talked a lot about using the red light therapy pods to help bolster their business. Let's talk a little bit about how maybe some of our professionals or entrepreneurs who are thinking about purchasing equipment for a clinic or for a spa or whatever they're doing to serve patients. Let's talk a little bit about that return on investment for them and how you're helping put them in business.
Yeah. So there's a ROI calculator right on our website. So if anybody's interested, go to the website and you can key in the pod, the pad. On average, depending on your location and the type of business, people are charging at the low end about $50 a session. On the high end, you know, some of the five-star resort spas are charging upwards to $150+ a session, or they're bundling with the facial and whatnot. And so you get your return on investment very, very quickly. The vast majority of our owners have paid off that $80,000 pod inside of 1 year. So, nice. So to your point, two things that we do to make it easy for them. One is we include a $10,000 in-house joint marketing program that we call the Pro Partner Joint Marketing Program. And we help our owners everything from finding the right location to come up with a menu of bundled offerings, because often it's when that they don't just offer red light therapy. They might have other modalities like cryotherapy, ozone therapy,
right?
You know, hyperbaric chambers, infrared saunas, pulse electromagnetic frequency, compression technology, right? And so how do you make sense of all that? Because we find that one of the challenges in the natural wellness industry is everybody says, oh, you know, my product solves world hunger. Well, none of them do. But what happens when
good example
yeah, like, you know, what happens if you have cryotherapy and a salt room and a float tank and a prism light pod, right? And so we help the owners make sense of all of that and come up with solutions, pricing, and more importantly, protocols. When do you use it, for what reason, and what are the primary wellness benefits? So it's a really powerful program. We co-brand our pods at no additional cost. We give them website content, we co-brand marketing materials, but we really take a consultative approach to helping them. And at the end of the day, it's all about solutions. You know, my first career was selling hardware. I have no interest in selling hardware, you know, which is one of the promises I make to my owners, which is you'll never find a prism light pod in the secondary market. If you go, you know, look at it in eBay, you won't find one, because we're in the business of making these owners successful. So we also include our Fresh Start Holistic Nutritional Program. We hired two licensed holistic nutritionists, and this is a 90-day challenge to get people off of high inflammatory ingredients. And what I mean by that are there are like five killer ingredients that we eat every day, and it's worse if you go out to eat. But dairy, processed flour, vegetable canola oil, salt, and sugar. So we're not saying don't use those products, but substitute. Tremendous amount of plant-based drinks out there, plant-based cheeses. So get off of the dairy, because cows are eating a lot of not very healthy things. And then if you drink their milk, you have to process all of that. Substitute to sea salt. Use coconut or olive oil instead of vegetable or canola oil. Use stevia instead of sugar, right? And then obviously things in moderation, you know? So, don't eat red meat every day, you know, try to cut it back to once a week, and then spend the extra money and get the grass-fed beef. It's just going to be healthier for you, easier for you to die, you know? So this Fresh Start program allows our owners to offer this service to their clients. We even have coaches, so if they don't understand nutrition, they can offload that, hire one of our Prism Fresh Start coaches, and we'll actually work with the end user clients with full ebook tracking tools. And when you combine that with some fitness guidelines and red light therapy, boom, the body takes off. So in that 90-day program, we've seen clients lose, easily 20 pounds and, 10 inches across their body, but often 30, 40, 50 pounds if they really adhere to the program.
Tremendous. So it's very easy to use. It's non-invasive. You give a great ROI because the entrepreneurs can actually utilize the devices for their patients and for their clients that they have if they're on the wellness side. Cellular healing is really an all-time high when you use this type of device. So, well, let's tell everybody about how they can take advantage of using Prism Light Pods or pads, and where they can find them. And let's talk about your website and how they can get a hold of you.
I would say a couple things. First of all, I just drove back from an MLS event in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale, last weekend, and we passed all these amazing truck stops and rest areas, and just littered with all these amazing truck drivers. And I would love for these trucking company owners to consider putting some of these pads with these truckers, because we need these guys, or our economy falls on its knees. And they can only drive along, so you can plug it in while they're resting, do one pad, 30 minutes in the front, 30 minutes in the back. And so we think, I just kept thinking of you when I was driving back in my Sprinter van, coming back to Colorado.
You're but, the yeah, trucking business to, too.
absolutely. We deliver and install, products all the time. I have a team of people that just crisscross the country doing that. So we understand that. But we have
Especially our truck drivers, as you said, they are our heroes. They keep the economy moving. But the problem is they're always dealing with some chronic illness or some chronic pain. And they're going at it the wrong way. So all of you truck drivers, listen to what Carl's saying, listen to what Truckers Health Network always talks about. And that's tell your management team that you need devices like Prism Light Pod or Prism Light Pad to help you with those aches and pains and those chronic illnesses you have to deal with. And you owners out there, the trucking companies, literally it's not an expense. This is an investment into the future of your drivers.
Yeah. And we offer tremendous financing programs. Right now, we if you have a doctor on staff, you can finance these products for zero down for 6 months and then $99 for the next 6 months. So $600 out of pocket for an $80,000 machine. If you're a doctor or have a medical director on
that site. Is a no-brainer.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we really want to make it drop dead simple and affordable and get this technology in the hands of users, because we've seen tremendous results. If you go to our website, prismlightpod.com, we have more testimonials and blogs than anyone else in the industry. Definitely read up about it and take advantage of it. It's all natural. It can only hurt you. There's nothing harmful about it. It's the fastest growing natural wellness modality, whole body red light therapy, because it's only been around for a few years. I encourage people, send us information if you have any questions, info@prismlightpod.com. Check out the ROI calculator, check out the testimonial videos and the blogs, and reach out to us, and we'd love to help you out.
Say that email address one more time.
Yeah, it's www.prismlightpod, it's a long word, .com. So PRISMLIGHTPOD.com.
And if they wanted to email you, just info@prism.
Yeah, info@, or you can email me personally. I'm the founder and CEO, Carl with a K, K-A-R-L, at prismlightpod.com.
Beautiful. Carl, I can't thank you enough. This is not only tremendous technology, it's helping a lot of people. So thank you for the mission that you're on to help as many people as you can. We hopefully are going to be continuing working together as we go forward, not just in the trucking community, but also throughout our medical community that we're tapped into with all of our doctors around the country that are doing services for our patients. But there's definitely things that we'll be doing together going forward as well, because I love your technology and even the vision and mission that we share. And that's as helping as many people as we can to feel better, to look better, and to have a better lifestyle. So thank you, Carl. Appreciate you being with us today. This is awesome.
Yeah, you're more than welcome, Brian. Always a pleasure. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Well, for now, everyone. And by the way, Merry Christmas. Have a Merry Christmas and safe travels. Everyone, thank you again for tuning in today. It's been my pleasure to be with you. And we've been speaking with Carl Chen, the CEO of Prism Light Pod. We've learned a lot. We've had some amazing things happening, and just appreciate his wisdom and knowledge, and looking forward to the future and hearing more, maybe some more updates in the future of how he continues to grow his business. So again, you've been tuned into Health Beat. I'm Brian Hazelgren. I'm your host, and I want to thank you for being a part of our growing community. I'm going to sign off for now, and it's now your turn to go out and take some of this great information and use it to your own benefit. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Hope you have a great week, and we'll chat soon. Bye for now.